back at Boomer Stadium, Class C State Semi, all Timberlake Tigers, 52-14. They lead Tyrone. Fourth quarter just about to get underway. We have had another final. Morrison's ended it with Tonkawa, 12-0. Morrison moving on. Nevkashin's up big in the fourth quarter, 41-14. These are all Class A scores. Pawhuska's already ended it with Elmore City, 47-0. And Tyrone lining up now for a second and seven. They're now going left to right as we're looking at it. Williams gives it, instantly blown up, and Met almost took the handoff.
Wallace.
It's right there.
Wallace.
Was Pippen and Avery Wallace.
Man.
And he read that perfectly. He almost grabbed it and took it the other way. Kane had nowhere to go. He lost 2 yards, third and 10. Upcoming now for Tyrone. And they just cannot they can't get moving forward before they get stuffed and moving back. They're going to spread it out now. Hernandez wide right. Two receivers to either side. Empty backfield for Williams. He comes up firing. Hitch route. Hernandez and went in and out of his hands. He got loose from Judd, but even if he caught it, it wouldn't have been a first down. Another well-thrown ball by Williams. Hernandez got to catch that one.
Yeah, sure does. He had a chance to get it in a manageable position there and just couldn't bring it in.
And
so now we're going
to
punt.
Going to be interesting choice here to punt on fourth and 10, although one more score and this thing's going to be over if Timberlake gets it in. Merrick Judd's going to go back to field this punt. Hernandez going to kick it. His feet are at the 40, his own 40. Little sidewinder. It's going to be angled towards out of bounds. Bounces at the 20. Takes a Timberlake bounce back to the 25 before it's downed. And that's where the Tigers will set up. Up 52-14. A 38-point lead. They would have to score and get the two-point conversion.
Yeah,
we messed this up in Ringwood, or I messed it up. And,
the elusive two-point conversion. Yeah, you're from Ohio, though.
Matt's not our strong suit.
Yeah.
Unless we're up by so much against Michigan most of the time, we forget how to count. That's going to be a give to Merrick Judd looking for space. He changes directions. A little nifty move inside by Judd and finds some space and moving in a phone booth. Makes a couple guys miss. Breaks down a first down and a couple more. Nice run by Judd. Takes it out to the 40, about a run of 15. First and 10, Timberlake. With 11 minutes to go in the game, they lead 52-14 over Tyrone. They have led this whole game. Now, Tyrone, going to be another good basketball season for them. They're going to bring back a really talented basketball squad.
Yeah, right now they're just hoping Mr. Hernandez doesn't get hurt here in these last.
Yeah, that's right. Option play to the right side. Hernandez is there, and he swallows up Merrick Judd. And Roberto's played nice defensively. He's been back there a lot as well. And he's like he's limping a little bit. Really, they just look tired. Tyrone looks exhausted out there.
Yeah, their body language has also gotten a little poor here. They kind of sense what's happening to them.
Second and 12, or second and 13. Lost 3 yards on the play. Tigers, as they go right to left here as we're looking at it. All the whites and the silver hats. Black numbers. Here at Boomer Stadium. Quite the setup we got here. Love coming out here. Jenling's going to throw it deep down the right side. He's looking for Pippen again, and he caught it. Diving catch by J.J. Pippen at the 30-yard line. Doing everything right now.
Wow.
Putting on a show. Call it the 31-yard line.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They
showing
can get
the hands.
I think there's so many things you can say about Timberlake, but they've got so many weapons. And then they've got just an outstanding quarterback in Jenlink.
Yeah, we talked to Coach Bell this week, and I asked him, what do you take away? Like, you know, usually you want to make a team play left-handed, and you can't really do that. They can hurt you so many times. This is another fake give wide open. Merrick Judd into the end zone. Touchdown, Timberlake Tigers.
Wow.
Jenlink to Judd, 31 yards out. And if they get the two-point conversion, that'll do it.
Well, they've only gotten two-point conversions all season.
That's
so
easier said than done.
That's right.
Merrick Judd, that's his third touchdown. He has had a whale of a game. I mean, most of these guys would be the best player on a lot of teams
yep.
in the state. I personally would like to see what these Tigers would do in Class B as well. I think they would. I think they could make a run moving up a class.
There's no question.
Jenlick snaps it, looking for space. Shovels it in, no good, and they will not end it here. Jenlick tried to make a play with his feet, and I guarantee you they're going to be working on two-point conversions in practice this week. With 9:30 to go in the fourth quarter, Timberlake 58, Tyrone 14. You're listening to Your Road to the Top on K101.
Her words weren't written under peaceful shade, but under fear for her life.
Everyone has inside a piece of good news.
For two agonizing years, she worried about being caught by the Nazis.
The good news is that you don't know how great you can be.
Though her story ended early, her words live on.
I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains.
With her positive outlook, Anne Frank continues to fill us with hope. Hope. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Back at Boomer Stadium, we were 1 2-point conversion away from ending this. Instead, Tyrone will get the football back. They trail 58-14, 9:30 to go in this game as the Timberlake Tigers putting on a show tonight. As we mentioned, Merrick Judd, Ethan Jenlick, that is his, I believe, is it third touchdown pass? Looks like his.
It might be a second, isn't it? Am I wrong?
Yes, that is his second.
We've seen some good quarterback play. Dax Bernard at Fairview is going to be a good player, and quarterback out in Hooker was a really good player.
Gavin Parker.
Manuel.
Yeah, Caden Manuel. There's future's bright. A lot of these guys young, too. Now, Ethan Jenlink's a senior. Hernandez driven out of bounds. Just shy of the 40-yard line at the 38. That's where Tyrone will take over first and 10. And if I'm Coach Clay Witt, the basketball coach who's an assistant on this team, I'm saying, can we not have Roberto Hernandez field these deep kicks? Might be time to take 88 and just keep him out of some of these plays here.
But, of all those quarterbacks that – and I thought this early in the season that the Jenlink's – effortless ability to throw the ball 35, 40, 45 yards is.
I'm really impressed by his calm.
Yeah.
He doesn't get really rattled in there.
Now,
it's easy when you got all those weapons, I guess, but it's easy to say at any rate. But, there's an offsides on Tyrone, or on Timberlake, sorry. It's going to give 5 yards to the Bobcats. So instead of first and 10, they're going to start first and 5 from the 43. Their own 43, going left to right here. So we don't know where that game will be played. Now, moving on to play Mountain View Godibo next week, it seems like a prime Weatherford spot.
That's going to say exactly right. Weatherford would probably be my guess.
We'll see. We don't know which day. It could be Friday. It could be Saturday. We'll see what happens once the OSSAA squares it all out. Option play. Keeper on Williams doesn't pitch it. He's blown up. After maybe gaining a yard on that first and 5. Another nice tackle that time. Looked like Jenlink got there. Second and 4. Long 3. Some sure tackling tonight as well for Timberlake. They haven't missed many of them. After getting gouged in that state title game a year ago by Rylan Johnson. Much better tackling in this state semi by the Tigers. Snap, give to Sanchez around the right side, and he is blown up. And as we mentioned, there's 3-4 guys there. First one to meet him was Merrick Judd, but also number 50, Connor Griffin, in on that. First time we've called his name tonight. That's going to be a loss on the play. 3rd and 5 upcoming.
Yeah, Timberlake's just there. I think they're wanting to end this thing.
Once they get a two-point, it's just one of 8 2-point conversions. I think they've picked up two.
Yeah, they had two all night.
And that has kept Tyrone hanging around. There's 8:08 left, 58-14 Timberlake. Williams on the keeper left side, and there's going to be a flag down. He picked up the first down. Yeah, the coach is over there just holding him up. And I think I see some coaches in shorts on that far side. I don't know. I saw... It's nice out, but I don't know if it's that nice out.
Not that nice.
That is gutsy. There's at least one coach on the Timberlake sideline in shorts.
Yeah, sure is.
And Josh Warman, Garrett Powell, Sage Powers, the assistants for Coach Brian Severn.
Looks like we got a little holding penalty there.
That hold's going to, instead of a first down, going to push it all the way back. And Tyrone's been living on third and longs tonight. Assistants for Tyrone, Clay Witt, Payson Slater, Tanner Hurst, Travis Banning for the Tyrone Bobcats. And two real good coaching staffs here. I mean, these are the coaching's been, I mean, excellent. I just don't know how you – I don't know what the game plan is if you're playing Timberlake. I don't really know what your options are because you do one thing, try to stop one guy. Another guy burns you. Williams going to throw it deep down the right side looking for Hernandez. Tosses up. Hernandez goes and gets it, but he's out of bounds. His foot tried to keep that foot and drag that foot down. He caught the football, but out of bounds. It's going to be fourth and long.
I do like the play call. That's they threw it up to Hernandez and let him use his size and just couldn't quite. It was just a little bit out of bounds.
It's been tough to make play calls when the defensive line for Timberlake's been back there so quick.
Right.
Really, not only so much you can run.
You're exactly right.
You know, we talk a lot about the playmakers and the Pippins, but the difference in the game has been that front three just not letting Tyrone move the football. And we're going to get a punt from Roberto Hernandez. He's going to kind of sidewinder that off his foot straight up. Takes a Timberlake bounce. It's fielded by Avery Wallace, who takes off like he's going to try to take it to the house. And he has reined in right around the 44-yard line. So Timberlake going to start in Tyrone territory. They need one score to end it. It was 7:18 to go. It's 58-14. Tigers in front of the Bobcats.
Yeah, I don't think Wallace intended to pick that ball up. It just bounced right to him. He didn't have a choice.
One of the hidden joys we're going to have next week in that Class C state title game, you get to say Goaty Bo a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun. Give tailback. Up the gut, it's Pippen again, and they're trying to take the ball from him. He is still on his feet. They have to blow the whistle dead because J.J. Pippen is not going down, and we got a Bobcat hurt. And that looks like that's going to be Jackson Bell. He had stitches just taken out of that hand, as we mentioned, and what a warrior Bell has been, playing hurt out there for his teammates. And this will be the last game Coach Bell gets to coach with his son Jackson. So bittersweet ending. But what a ride it's been for those guys. State title a year ago, first one in 40 years for Tyrone. Pass down the right side, Jenlick, he's got a man open. It is Merrick Judd, catches it in stride, and a touchdown. And Jenlick throws a 40-yard TD pass to end it.
That pretty much typifies the evening.
64-14. That's going to be your final. We're going to take a break, go run on the field, see if we can grab a player. There's going to be so many to choose from, but we're going to try to do that. Timberlake moves on. They'll take on Mountain View Goaty Bo, and they'll get another crack at a gold ball next week. We'll be back after this on RK101, Road to the Top.
One of our biggest problems today is that we are afraid to have others challenge our mindset, and therefore we avoid topics that could lead to challenging conversations. At a young age, we're told not to talk about anything that is remotely divisive. But without having challenging conversations, how do you know that what you're saying is your truth and not just something you were raised to believe? Having conversations is how we learn. It's important to be able to see the other sides of things in order to form an opinion and choose what's best for you. Let's say you were raised to shower with all your clothes on. You could go throughout life thinking that is the best way to get clean. And if you never meet anyone brave enough to talk about hygiene, then you may never know that there is a better way. There's no reason to be afraid of differences. Limiting yourself to certain topics can render yourself unable to talk to friends, coworkers, or even family. To avoid challenging conversations is the same as to keep your mind trapped in a little box. Open your box and start having more civic conversations.
Civility. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Children in poverty. Each one unique. Each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. And even when the whole world changed, the things that mattered most to us stayed the same. Giving children the tools they need to set their own goals and create futures free from poverty.
I have enough healthy food. I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
We've developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times, ensuring they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can achieve their dreams. Learn more about Children International and join us at children.org/help today.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Back here in Woodward, Timberlake Tigers moving on to the state title game, 64-14 over Tyrone, as they are now taking the field and they're going to close it down. You can listen to it a little bit. It's kind of a jumping jack circle that they're doing down here, Chris.
Yeah, it's a ritual they have after every game, and it's really pretty neat. That's a talented football team we saw tonight.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And in the year, would have been a really magical year. Coach Severin wins number 200, and they're right back. It has been some heartbreaking times with some injuries in the playoffs, in the postseason. And one way to avoid it is you just don't play the full games. Not even Tyrone could bring them to a full game tonight.
It's just incredible.
And we'll see if we can grab JJ. We'll see if we can find him. JJ. J.J. Pippen here. Hey, you finally get back here. Last year, you're a little banged up in this one. You get back. This is the one you've been looking on. You come out, you get six TDs. You had this one circled. How'd it feel to come out and get this win?
It feels amazing. Ever since we lost last year, this is what we dreamed of, coming back and beating Tyrone again. We focused the entire season. We knew we were going to come down. It was going to come down to us and Tyrone's before staying. We planned on beating them.
Yeah, and this is 2 years in a row you've had injuries. The injury bug keeps biting you guys. The way to solve it, you haven't played full games. Did you feel like coming in, were you a little worried that you haven't played a full football game? You might be an issue for you?
I think other teams worried about that, about us, but I think we came out, we handled our business like we said we were going to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, up front, the guys up front don't get enough credit. They really dominated the line of scrimmage. You were bigger. You were stronger than them tonight. And that was really the difference in the game. Talk about the work those guys put in for you.
Oh, everybody's been grinding. They've been grinding more than anybody over the summer after getting a whole bunch of crap about not being physical enough last year. We came out and proved that we are the physical team. We're more physical than them, and we whooped them up front and in our backfield.
Big magical year. Coach Severin gets win number 200. You're back again. You feel like you got the karma on your side this time.
Feels amazing. I've been working my butt off since last year. No, I needed to get redemption, and the whole team needed to get redemption. And we came out, and we played our best, and got our redemption that we dreamed of.
Speaking of working your butt off, any plans after this for the next level?
I plan on trying to go to NEO, see what I can do there.
And do you have any preference? You want to play offense? You want to play defense? What do you want to do?
I don't care. I'd play either way, any side of the ball, whatever they put me at.
That seems about right. That's what you did tonight. Six touchdowns tonight. Moving on, you got Mountain View Goaty Bowl. Another one you probably got circled. You looking forward to that next week?
Yes, sir. We are.
That's right. They are. They are dialed in. The Timberlake Tigers, they yet to play a full football game and doing it again. Congratulations, JJ. Good luck to you next week. JJ Pippen. Once again, making it happen, and a big night for him coming in, dialed in. And we're going to see if we can get Coach Severin here as well. We're going to see if we can grab him real quick. Coach Brian Severin, you get here. You've been waiting on this one. You finally get it. Injuries have busted you up, and now you're here. How's it feel?
Oh, feels great. I mean, like I told a lot of people, you have to be good to get this far, but you have to be a little lucky. Got a little luck tonight. I mean, got through the game healthy. Boys played well. They were focused. They were ready to play. They wanted this game for a long time, and I'm glad they performed as well as they did.
Were you a little concerned that they hadn't played a full football game coming into tonight, or you just that was kind of the plan all along?
Well, you know, like I said, we condition awfully well. I mean, we condition for full ball games, obviously, so I knew that they were going to be in shape. It's just a matter of getting through it without getting anybody hurt, and thank goodness that happened. So ready for next week.
Are you going to work on some two-point conversions this week?
Amen. Yes, we are. We've got a whole list of those things, and I didn't pull the trigger. I should have done that a little bit sooner on some of those plays. But, yeah, we're going to bring everything out next week, obviously.
Well, you got Mountain View Goaty Bo next. How do you feel about that? What do you know about them?
Real good ball club. I mean, we played them there a couple years ago, and we kind of know what they're about. But tough, real good quarterback, well-coached team. We're going to have our hands full, but, state championship game, that's what it's supposed to be.
200th win this year. Now you're back third year, hopefully third time's a charm here, and you can make it happen. Another deep run into the postseason. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Brian Severn getting right back to that title game, coming up one short last year and two short the year before, and now the Tigers are moving on. 64-14, big win for Timberlake in this one as they move forward. Again, we don't know where that game will be played, but our best guess, Chris, Southwestern would probably be a nice spot. Right, there in the middle.
That would make sense for Goaty Bo Mountain View. That would make sense, and also obviously Timberlake. So they're going to want to, at this time of year, you want to try to get a good facility, nice field, ideally a turf field, and Weatherford makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to lobby for Weatherford.
Yeah, me too. We're gonna put in our chips, but we got another game tomorrow, state championship game up in Kansas in Meade that we're gonna do. But to put the wraps on this one, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna bring it back up the long steps back up at the Boomer Stadium into the press box, and we're gonna put a bow on this thing again. Timberlake moves on. They're gonna play for the state title. They get Mountain View Goaty Bo next week in that state title game. 64-14, the final here. The Tigers come out on top. Back after this on RK101 Road to the Top.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back at Boomer Stadium,
Class C state semifinal in the books. We got it all knotted up. We got to figure out who we've got for the state title game next week at any rate. Timberlake going to take on Mountain View Godibo, and that is the 1-2 matchup everyone's been waiting on. Depending on who you talk to, one of those has been number one, one's been number two all season long.
Yeah, they sure have, and this, yeah, it's been shaping up to go this way, and it ought to be a really good matchup with two highest ranked teams, and it ought to be real exciting.
Clinton Red Tornadoes also moving on to the state title game. They beat Elk City 17-7. They get top ranked Tuttle. Winners over Podo, and another good one in 4A, by the way. So we do have a couple state title games set. Obviously, the 6A games already in launch. But how we got here tonight, great performance by J.J. Pippen. You just heard from him. He's getting old hat going down and talking to him. He's done a ton of these. And he's started actually with an 11-yard touchdown run by Pippen. The extra point was no good. That was followed by a three and out by Tyrone. Then Merrick Judd gets a 58-yard touchdown run. Another great game for Merrick tonight. Then some defensive battle. It was a tight game. It's 12-8 after a 6-yard touchdown run by Connor Witt at the first quarter. We had a bit of a dogfight going into that first quarter. And then the second quarter is really when Timberlake blew it open. First play of the second quarter, 27-yard touchdown run by J.J. Pippen. Again, that two-point conversion, no good for the third time in a row. Made it 18-8. And then a couple punts later, and then they get the ball back. There was an onside kick that was a big play recovered by Timberlake to get the ball back and score quickly, make it 26-8, a 45-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Jenlick to J.J. Pippen, doing it through the air. That's when they got their first two-point conversion, a run by Merrick Judd, made it 26-8. And then no answer there, or a quick answer there, rather, by Tyrone. They get the ball back, a 3-yard touchdown plunge by Rylan Johnson, who was really held in check tonight by that defense of Timberlake. He got his yards, but he didn't really get any. He had a big kick return he almost took to the house. But Rylan, who's a great player and was really battling injuries all year, but was able to, and they were able to kind of keep him a little reined in as much as you can with Rylan Johnson. He made it to 26-14 there. And then a 32-14, 25-yard pass, a 25-yard touchdown run, I'm sorry, by J.J. Pippen. That was his fourth TD of the night, made it 32-14. That's where we were at the half, was 32-14. And second half, Timberlake just on a mission. They came out, and you couldn't tell they hadn't played these second halves. They looked like they'd been waiting to play a second half. Yeah. As they come out, just tear in to Tyrone as four punts quickly by the Tyrone Bobcats in the second half. They couldn't score. And then Timberlake quickly, it was a 3-yard pass from Ethan Jenlick to Merrick Judd. There was a 86-yard touchdown run by Pippen. That was the biggest play of the night, biggest yardage gainer of the night. 31-yard pass, Jenlick to Merrick Judd again, 58-14. And then that 40-yard touchdown pass right there at the end. Jenlick again to Merrick Judd. So Judd also, we could have spoken to him as well, was just fantastic tonight.
He was all over the field, and really, especially I thought on defense, I thought he was very aggressive and made some really big plays defensively.
And next week we're going to get the showdown they've been wanting for: Rylan Belcher, J.J. Pippen, Timberlake, Mountain View Godibo, and that is going to be a great football game. So make sure you tune in for that. We're going to bring it to you once we figure out where and when we're going to be. We'll find out a little later tonight. As Class B, let's check on the Class B scores. Looks like Balco Forgan moving on. Ceiling Falls to Dewar. They gave it a great, well, it's, it says third quarter, but it's 62-38 for the Wildcats. Looks like Dewar's going to move on. They're going to play Balco Forgan and then Laverne and Shattuck in a Class B state semifinal. And another good one there as Class A, also Cashin moving on. They get the best of Woodland, 41-22. Ringling beats Pawnee, a scrapped Pawnee team, 42-32. Pawhuska wins big, 47-0. And Morrison over Tonkawa, 12-0. So that's your Class A scores. And we will be in Meade tomorrow. Make sure you join us. Class 8-man 1 state championship game. Unbeaten Meade, unbeaten Little River. And if you like physical football and you like running the football, that's going to be one for you. You thought you saw them running hard tonight up in Kansas. There are some real good running backs in that game and some real physical players for that state title game. So that's going to be bright and early, 10:30. Pre-game, 11 o'clock kick.
which means I got to leave here at about 5 a.m. So we're gonna have to get out of here relatively soon. We want to thank Moore's Roofing, Benbrook Loans, Western Drugs are our sponsors for the evening. Also, the great C.J. Montgomery coming up and joining us at halftime. It's great to have him. We don't get him much at the game, and it just really isn't high school football in the area without C.J. Montgomery. And it's nice to have him in the building, sharing all his memories and a wealth of information and knowledge about all the young talent in the area. Is C.J. I want to thank him for stopping by. Also, everybody back at K101, BJ Gonzalez, Kathy Reese, and Sean Miller making the wheels turn, paying the bills. Tyler Riggs working the board back there, staying up late. He also has to go with me tomorrow, so he's got a long trip. He wants to get out of there as well, but I love Tyler. Jemiah Burnett's last day today at K101. We're going to miss Jemiah moving on to Oklahoma City, so I want to wish the best to him and his family as he moves on to his next venture. It's been great knowing and working with Jemiah all these years. Brooke Williams as well, the owner-operator there at K101, wouldn't have the station running without Brooke Williams. Also want to thank Chris Eubanks, Stan Shuey, everybody who's helped out with us this season, and a couple more games to go, Chris. So the pin. We're going to give out some hardware next week. That's exciting.
We're getting close. All that sweat and hard work from starting in August is coming to fruition for a few teams.
That's right. Well, we're not going to give it out, but someone's going to give them hardware. We're just going to, let you know who it is. So come make sure you join us next week. We'll let you know where we're going. We're for sure going to do this Class C state title game. That is definitely in the works, so we can guarantee you that. We'll let you know time and place. When we know, you will know. So for everybody back at K101, for everybody here, final score. Oh, we want to thank everyone at Woodward as well for having us. What a always gracious host. Do a great job. We've got some food up here. We've got some good digs. A lot of coverage in the area. It's great to see all the other radio stations here and the spectacle that is high school football. So have a great night, everyone. Final score here, Timberlake 64, Tyrone 14. Tigers moving on to the Class C state title game next week to take on Mountain View Godibo. We want you to be safe going home, everyone. For my partner, Chris Stewart, I'm Trent Caldwell. Have a great night.